While all of us are applying for our permanent fund dividends and wondering how large the checks will be in October, legislators and analysts are working over the question of whether there will be any dividend at all, APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The permanent fund takes its share of the state's revenue, invests it, saves it, and gives the legislature the profits on those investments. Under the Constitution, there's no way for any state entity to use the fund's direct income for any purpose. The profits or earnings are available for the legislature to spend, but so far, the only money to go out is what's been paid to Alaskans as dividends, $2,069 per person last year, and that's what's at risk this year. The permanent fund has lost money. Investments have fallen so much that there are no earnings left. Since the legislature can't spend the fund's revenue income, it doesn't have any money for dividends. The House and Senate Finance Committees will hold hearings on the issue during the opening days of the session. Juno economist Greg Erickson has studied and written on the subject. He says there are two interpretations of the formula that determines the earnings of the fund, and that's where the controversy arises.
The traditional view would be that there isn't any money available for appropriation now because the permanent fund is underwater. Some of the money that we put in the bank has been lost in investment losses, and there weren't enough reserves to cover those losses, so it's dipped into the principal. Principal's worth less now than we put in.
The permanent fund, however, reports an earnings reserve of more than $4 billion. That's based on an accounting method authorized in 2003 by then-Attorney General Greg Rinkus. That method takes investment losses from the principal, not from previously earned profits. And it makes previous earnings available while the value of the fund goes down. Erickson doesn't advocate either side or any action, but he says the question needs to be answered before a problem develops.
If the market's still down and if the permanent fund is still underwater in six months, they're going to be in a world of trouble because somebody will almost certainly bring a lawsuit that says you can't pay out a dividend out of the principal. That's not what we voted this amendment for. This money was supposed to be kept in perpetuity, and if you had a lot of losses on investments, that's tough. You can't dip into the principal to make it look like it's okay.
The permanent fund's executive director, Mike Burns, says it's not up to the fund's managers to make a decision on the subject. They've asked the current attorney general for a new opinion on the accounting methods. But until they hear differently, they'll follow the 2003 instructions. He says the fund's practices have been audited yearly since the current method went into place, and there have been no problems. Burns says he doesn't see any need for immediate change.
I'm a lot more concerned about the markets turning around and getting the capital markets, you know, healthier and the whole economy healthier than the potential, I guess, for litigation on this, if that will have a life of its own. But the legal professionals at this point and the accounting professionals support that this is the correct definition of the earnings reserve and have for a number of years.
House Finance Co-Chairman Mike Hawker and Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman will have the subject up for discussion. Stedman says the public shouldn't jump to any conclusion on the controversy. And Hawker says it's an important issue to put before the public because it's setting up to be a potential legal problem.
You know, it's one of those that I'd much rather deal with, you know, an open public environment presenting both sides of the case and hopefully arriving at a legally sound conclusion that avoids a litigatory situation this year.
Erickson said the situation might not develop. The dividend to Alaskans could be paid from another source, such as the state's general fund. Or the markets could turn around enough to give the fund a profit by both accounting methods. He says that would make the current concern only an academic exercise. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.